On this episode of the podcast, we're going to brainstorm some ideas on how you can get more out of your digital marketing partner. Welcome back to Eye on Digital Marketing. This is episode 62. You can follow us on social media at More Visibility. You can go to our website, morevisibility.com. Check out our resource section for many more blogs, podcasts, video content from our expert team. Sign up for our newsletter and much more. This is the first episode of 2024. Hope everybody had a nice and relaxing Christmas and New Year's break. We are in the new year. 2023 flew by. And before we get into our topic today, here's some firework data for you, since I thought that's the reason everybody would be tuning in. The top three places on the globe, according to my Google search, thank you, Google Answer Box, the best three places on the globe to watch fireworks this year were number three, Edinburgh, Scotland, number two, New York, and number three, Sydney, Australia. How about that? There's your top three. And how about this? $2 billion approximately a year are spent by Americans on fireworks. $2 billion. I would not have guessed anywhere close to that. And just over 11,000 people had to go to the emergency room last year on New Year's Eve. So as always, be careful out there. That's a lot of fireworks going around. But in all seriousness, hope everybody is refreshed. Hope you're ready to conquer 2024. And I think that's a perfect introduction into our topic today. As I've said in the past, my role here at More Visibility has allowed me to talk to many clients, many prospects, be involved in a lot of conversations, and figure out how we can help, how we can build a solution. That's what we do. We service our clients, we build strategies that answer their question, get to their solution, get to their goal. So that conversation is ongoing, but it has to start somewhere. It has to start somewhere. And many times, the conversation begins with a marketing team reaching out and saying, how do I get more from my marketing partner, right? Or I feel like I could be doing more. I feel like I could be getting better results. So if you're starting the new year and you're saying, it's not that I dislike my marketing partner, right? And a lot of people who work at agencies are going to praise this episode because it's so true. I do have my agency hat on, but it's very true. A lot of people are out there thinking or saying to themselves, I think that I can get more out of my team, or I could go to that next level. What do I need to do? Why am I feeling like this? And a lot of times the conversation when we bring on clients can start there, right? Because they're looking for a new solution. They're looking to advance to the next level. So I wanted to talk deeper about that conversation today and just give you some tips, more so some perspective on how to approach that situation, because it certainly is not one size fits all. First, let's address the elephant in the room, if you will, the biggest challenge that comes along with this question. And it's very obvious. However, again, it's not one size fits all. And there are some things that you can do if you find yourself not having this option available. And that's budget. That's budget. If you're thinking to yourself, how do I get more out of my marketing partner? Then you're thinking, how do I elevate? How do I get a better ROI, right? How do I increase my strategy? You only get what you pay for. And I've said it on previous podcasts. I'll wear this quote out, till the day that I die. Buying a Kia, no offense to Kia drivers, I used to have one, but it's different than buying a Mercedes. And you cannot deny that. The price tag is different for a reason. The features in the Mercedes are different. When you sit in that car and you press the gas pedal, it's different. Now, can you live a fantastic life in a Kia? Absolutely. But if someone is in a Kia saying, how do I get more out of my car? Then the solution may not be go back to the dealership I bought this car from. The solution may be I need to find a way to make more money to get a better car. There's the same thing applies when we're talking about digital marketing partners, right? There's tons of conversations about budget that have to happen before we take a client on. And I can tell you that we've had conversations over the years of, you know, do we maybe offer some potential clients who don't have budget some type of different plan, but that doesn't really fit our business model, right? Again, going back to the car example, Mercedes is only going to be able to give you so much of a discount. I've talked to people last year who were getting agency fees, you know, from their digital advertising team around 5%. Now, that is incredibly good. But I can tell you, with any reputable agency who is working with large clients managing a lot of money on very big projects, 5%, that doesn't even make sense to cover the staff that they're going to need to, you know, deploy for your marketing team. So number one is budget. And if you're able to get more budget, fantastic. You're in a unique situation where now you can prospect, now you can research. But likely, you're sitting back saying, oh, great, he's just saying, go get more money. I don't have more money. What do I do if I'm still feeling like this? There's a couple options, again, perspectives that I want to throw your way to think about. The first thing is, can you get a little bit more of a budget? Perhaps you can increase your budget, you know, by two or by three, but can you increase your budget at all? If that's the case, maybe you find yourself in a situation where you can go and prospect other marketing teams, other marketing partners and vendors who may be able to be an extra pair of eyes on what you're doing right now. They could offer things such as training. They could offer things such as audits. This is something that we have done in the past. Absolutely. We see potential in a client and we'd love to add our expertise, but maybe it's not the right time due to budget or due to their current contract. Maybe it's not the right time for them to sign a big full marketing program with us for an extended period of time. So maybe we come in and we start with some audits. Right, we look at what they're doing. We help guide them. Maybe we do some trainings as well. These are things that you have at your disposal that may not necessarily cost double your marketing budget, but if you're able to increase a little bit or take some funds from somewhere else, then you may be able to add new expert opinions, perspectives, and just overall having someone fresh look at what you're doing. If you have absolutely no more budget than what you have right now and everything is locked in, then I would suggest getting more involved with your marketing team or your marketing partner. And I know this sounds to some who all, you know, work every single day and feel like they have no time in their schedules. Getting more involved, yes, I'm talking about learning on your side. I'm talking about doing your own research, being involved in more meetings with your marketing partner. A lot of times, because of busy schedules, there's people working on marketing teams meeting with their marketing agencies just once a week when that weekly report's due, just once a month to go over the report. They're not involved in strategy sessions. They don't have check-in points maybe in between. They don't have a quarterly, you know, regroup where maybe the executives come in. These things matter. These things absolutely matter, especially if you're sitting back thinking, how do I get more out of my team? You have to be involved with that. And I think that if you're able to do that, number one, you'll get a better perspective on what's going on behind the scenes operationally, how much time is being invested. And number two, you may find by getting involved that there are other options with your current vendor that maybe you haven't explored, right? Maybe you can grow your account team. Maybe you can test something else. So those are kind of my three buckets to just answer the first question about budget. If you can get more budget, then I would say, you know, get a better car if you want a better car, right? If you can get a little bit more budget, then maybe look at things like auditing and training to help you and guide you in the right direction so you don't completely fall behind. And if you're unable to get any further budget, then I would really try and dedicate and carve out some time for you to get more involved with your current marketing vendor and what they're doing, again, beyond those typical status check-ins where you're likely going over a report. Okay, moving away from the budget conversation, because it may have sounded like I'm just advocating for you to get a new marketing agency. So I'll reverse it a little bit as well and throw out this friendly reminder that if you're feeling like you can get more out of your marketing strategy or more out of your marketing vendor right now, that's because there's a lot more to do. There's a lot more to do. Think about search engine optimization right now, you know, compared to 1, 2, 3 years ago. Think about the checklist for SEO and all the things that you have to make sure are optimal on your site to be competitive now. Think about digital advertising. How many new ad units have come out? How many new audience segments have come out? How many new ways you can split your budget and test different social media platforms, streaming platforms, native platforms? Think about analytics. How many different ways you can track analytics now? Have you refined that strategy? So again, I'm not just saying the answer is up and leave whoever your team is now. No, the answer may be, hey, there's actually a lot more upkeep that is needed. And we as a company haven't dedicated the resources to have the team increase their resources for the upkeep. Maybe that's a budget conversation. Maybe that's switching around your actual program. But I mean, it's something that we can't ignore. You know, there's no way in comparison that you can keep the same level of resources you had 5, 6, 7 years ago and compete with the landscape today. There's too many factors. There's a lot more competition. And there's things that you're going to have to check on your website and in your advertising on a daily, weekly basis, right? So yes, that's going to require more resources. That's going to require more budget. So have that conversation, you know, if it's needed, if you haven't had that conversation in a while, because that's very valuable as well. We at More Visibility pride ourselves in putting out content as much as we can, right? I'm recording a podcast as much as we can, hoping that these conversations, these topics help digital marketers out there. You can do the same thing with your team. Have them educate you. Have them share more resources. Have them, you know, dedicate some time to show you some things outside of what you do on a weekly or monthly basis with them. I think that's super valuable. All right, it's January now, but you know how it goes. Before long, it'll be February, March, April. We'll be in the middle of the year for summer, and then we'll be talking about 2025. Don't let too much time pass by before you address these things if you're feeling like this. And if anything that I said here today on this episode of the podcast resonates with you and you'd like to talk to our team more, we're happy to do so. Send us an email anytime, info@morevisibility.com. We'll be happy to reply and set up a time that we can talk further. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Stay tuned for episode 63.